It's time now to check in with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who joins us here in the studio after some much-needed R&R. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you today?
I'm good.
Congratulations.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Congratulations on your wedding. It's wonderful.
Still basking in the afterglow.
Of course you are. It's wonderful.
But you keep doing forever, right?
Yeah, that's how 32 years for me.
There you go.
we met for lunch today. It was really nice. Like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. We have four kids living at home.
It's fine. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cool. So, busy time for Chapel Hill. Budget work session was yesterday.
Last night.
Among others, yeah.
And today is the assessment center for our town manager search process.
Okay.
So, it was very exciting this morning. I went to greet both the candidates and the group of people who have come together. We have other town managers. We have partners. We have citizens all taking part in this assessment center where it's a role playing for these candidates to see how they do in situations.
Does that mean that we're already down to two candidates, or is it just two today?
So we're down to a small pool of the finalists, and then out of this group, we will reduce it up to a maximum of three for the council to interview.
So you saw two today.
I saw four today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
So that was cool.
All right,
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, was it good? Yeah.
So are you participating in the assessment process
at all?
No, so
no council members participate. Yeah. This is strictly for staff and community members and partners and citizens, and then they give us their feedback tomorrow. The council will meet with the people who did the assessing, and they'll give us their ratings and thoughts on how that went. And then the council will deliberate between that and the other information we've had on these candidates, and we will narrow down the field to a maximum of three. And after that process, we will negotiate and figure out what our selection will be. Very exciting.
July-ish for the...
No, well, the goal is to announce and vote at the end of this month of June.
Okay,
right.
Cool,
yes.
Cool.
Yes, yeah.
So that's going on. Budget work session was last night.
Right.
What was discussed there?
Where people were comfortable. So where council members were leaning towards with thinking about there will be a tax increase. We've had a number of things happen over the last 5 years where there hasn't been a tax increase that we've incorporated in the budget, and it's come to the time where there's no more room to squeeze those things in. And one of them was transit. We talked quite a deal about transit and the fact that the federal government's gone from supporting 80% of buying our buses to no percent of buying our buses over a period of time.
Elections matter.
They do. We value our transit system. It helps in so many ways, but it's a great transit system, and it's with our partnership with UNC and Carrboro and Go Triangle. Part of the transit tax, a small portion does go to our transit system. So that needs to increase by a penny with the rising fuel costs, employee costs, and the fact that the federal government's not giving us any money to go there, and the state government has cut back, too, on that. And then we took a look at what the general fund had happened over the last few years. We've been bringing down our fund balance a little bit, which is our savings part of the account, to cover things that we've been asking for, like the penny for affordable housing. Like the other post-employee benefits that we have to cover, the health care for, and we've changed that scenario, but we still, in order to be financially responsible, we need to be paying that every year out of our operating instead of just waiting for, overages and fund balance and plopping it in there. So that changed, and that's over $1 million total, those two by themselves, and then the cutback again in federal monies with CDBG monies, all that. So we're looking at a tax increase. The manager proposed a 3-cent tax increase. Most of the council was more comfortable with a 2. We're still deliberating. It's still a workshop. And then it will come to council and the public's always welcome to give input. We look for those. We get emails. We get phone calls. We get people coming to speak to us. We were looking to vote on the 13th of June on the budget. So that's where we're
going. The difference between a 2-cent and a 3-cent tax increase, what is that in real dollars?
In real dollars. So we had that evaluation up the 2, and all this can be on is found on the website. I can't even tell you where after last night. I don't even know where to find my
townofchapelhill.org. Just look. It's there somewhere.
I know what the website is. I just know. There's so much information right now. So let's take a $350,000 house. It's about $30 a year. For a 1-cent tax increase.
So, what is that for just the town's overall budget?
So 1 penny equals about $800,000 for us. Is that where that's?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go
yep. So,
yeah.
Although 30 on a $300,000 house is
it's not huge, but it adds up. It's more expensive. Add on that the county's looking at a tax increase. I will say Chapel Hill itself as a town is in the low end of the middle of the pack of other towns across the state, but also for towns its size, it's on the low end too. So we have a little wiggle room as far as we're not overly priced, but when you add in the Orange County taxes and the school taxes, it makes us more expensive overall. And Carrboro is a little more than we are even, so it's hard. You also add in the fact that one of our largest components of our community is the university, and they don't pay property taxes, but they need services, and we have a lot of great working relationships with them. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying it makes a difference in your equation for your tax base.
That's a catch-22, too, because, I mean, you've been talking about affordable housing and the need to spend more money on that, raise property taxes. It makes the town a little bit less affordable, and that trade-off happens.
So the goal is, and one of the reasons I wanted to change our trajectory to more commercial and retail, you grow the other part of your tax base so that you don't keep having to raise taxes. Our sales tax numbers have been going up, but they started from a very small place, and while they're going up, they're not at a very big place yet. They will be with other, with all this commercial component and retail that we've brought in, the Blue Hill District, Wegmans, things like that, Caraway coming in, the Target downtown. So you grow that part of your tax base with those more commercial kinds of things that take less in services, because our general fund revenues have only been growing by about 1.5% a year, but our expenses have been growing at 3% a year.
Yep.
Well, that's going to get you somewhere.
Yeah.
So we're trying to take the longer view of this. Now, we have a debt fund as well, and that's where the other penny or 0.8 cents of a penny was slated to go. Since we have the affordable bond on the ballot for November, we wouldn't get started on using some of those monies, and we don't really hit, I'll say, a cliff or fall off in our debt fund payment schedule. We have room in the debt fund right now, even with all the things we've been doing. And the big one that's coming is the municipal services building to about $31 million. And delaying it costs us...
That's the Estes Drive project, right?
Right. Delaying it would cost us more money because construction costs are rising every month. So delaying it really wasn't an option for us. So we're looking to see what all this means. Again, with those sales tax dollars growing, it's been good. We had some, you know, was always hopeful about the grants. We're always looking for grants and partnerships and things to grow our tax base.
And you're absolutely right about the growing the commercial and retail, because that's the case in Durham and Pittsburgh, right? They've been able to increase their budget without a tax increase this year because of commercial and retail.
Well, to be honest with you, we have the lowest sales tax per capita in the state, so we don't have as much retail here. And retail's changing, so retail's even harder to get now, and so that's why Wegmans is even more exciting for us, because it's slated to be the biggest sales tax producer in the county.
Yeah. So $800,000 between a 2-cent and a 3-cent increase, what would that mean in terms of services provided?
So we're not looking at cutting any services back. What we would look is to delay having that extra fund balance in the debt fund, which we actually have capacity right now, but in the year 2022 is when we would need to have monies ready to make those payments, because this municipal services building will have come online financially. Mm-hmm. Then in 2025, and I may have these backwards, either the library or the transportation center comes off, we will finish paying those loans, so it frees up a gap in there. So the long term, we're great. Right now, we're okay. That debt
the
fund for the building.
Gap in
so
between.
You want to make it, you want to make it work better, and you don't want to keep taxing property owners. You just don't. And when we talk about taxing property owners, but business owners are property owners too. And when we make businesses more expensive to run and rents higher, landlords pass those on to the tenants of these that doesn't bode well for increasing that commercial base either. So you've really got to work hard and see where you can not reduce services, because we had our community survey back and people love services, and we have a library system that's phenomenal that no one else in the state has, and we have a transportation service. Those are the two biggest parts of our budget as well, and we have a very safe community. We pride ourselves on our safety with our fabulous public safety officers, so there's a lot of good things going on.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, so that was one meeting. What else is going on?
Yeah, that was a lot going on. Yeah. Good. I went to the Triangle Metropolitan MPO meeting today.
Yes.
We were talking about how we all work together and what the priorities are in working together, that the rest of the nation doesn't see us as Durham, Chapel Hill, and Raleigh. They see us as a region. And when companies like Amazon and those others looking at us or talking about us or thinking about us, they don't see those division lines. So we've worked really hard with all these metropolitan planning organizations, the MPOs, on how we network the roads and the traffic and the flow together, because employers are interested in that. You know, as a region, population-wise, we're equitable with some of the larger, what you think of as Boston, but our transit system isn't connected as well. And the traffic on I-40, it was verified today, is getting worse. I mean, you could guess that, right?
Yeah.
So talking about what that looks
like. Your traffic
like,
report's at 5:15, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are getting longer.
They are. And so there's other things like managed lanes, and we were learning about these technologies, but we're working together with the other MPOs, the CAMPO, to say, how do we make it work? Because we know people who live in Raleigh work in Chapel Hill, and people who live in Chapel Hill work in Durham, and vice versa. Everybody's moving around.
Yep.
So how do we do that? And then we put a list of priorities together, talking at policies, talking about with the state legislature in particular, with all these programs for ranking points, and that they ask us to take long-term views, rank something that's going to be for the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years, and then they change the game on you with the budget. It's really hard to accomplish anything, because if they're going to change the dialogue all of a sudden with in a one-year commitment window when they're asking us to commit to 5, 10, and 15, mm-hmm. 20, that's very, very frustrating.
So especially when, like, the next budget might be a completely different thing.
So what do you do with that?
Yeah.
And so being consistent, but also more emphasis now on looking at alternate modes of transportation and funding some in there, because there's a lot more people willing to bike, walk, all these, and scooters. It was funny, I was listening to a group of people who, California, they now are letting people use scooters on a multimodal path as a way to get across San Francisco and other cities, so that you have the people walking on the sidewalk, and then you have the bike lane, which has got bikes and personalized scooters. Not Vespas, it was like a motorized bike, I guess,
okay.
More. It's different, I haven't seen it yet, I'm just hearing about it. And so we're looking at those alternative modes. How can we move more people around with less energy and less cars faster, especially if they're just crossing across town?
So. I just had a chill run down my spine imagining, uh-oh, like driving a motorized scooter down those like super steep hills in San Francisco. Like, look out, everyone get out of the way. I don't know how this thing works.
So they're only lying them across the grid there.
Okay,
not
that's
the up and down.
That's
across
probably for the best.
Yeah, probably.
So what was discussed at the MPO meeting about light rail?
Yeah,
that's
well, the frustration
big thing.
With, yeah. The frustration with this change. You know, before we had the state legislature come up with that $500,000 cap, and then that got changed to 10%, and they guaranteed the 10% for going forward with the federal, you know, application. You have to do that, and now they're coming back and saying no.
Right.
So the hope is that the Republicans that are specifically from this area, and those are the ones that understand the values of transit, are going to work through the technical committee revisions,
mm-hmm,
to get that changed, to get it put back to at least the 10%. Everyone was talking about who their legislators were and who had influence and who could have conversations, you know, that made sense. But it's all happening so fast that no one's quite sure. In fact, some members weren't there today because they were all flopping.
Right,
falling.
Right.
So, but what I find really, really hopeful is that, you know, Cary's there and Wake Forest and Chapel Hill and Carver, you know, all in Hillsborough. I mean, we had a lot of folks, Apex. I mean, we're all there together talking about how we make this work as a system, and what the next steps are and how we partner. And we shared points. You know, Raleigh didn't put their points in to take away from the Durham Light Rail. So it's a collaboration that's working, and I think I don't want to say it's unusual, but I'm very excited about the opportunities that those bring.
You just need to get cooperation from the state and the federal government. It's a really
sneaky
way to say no, too. Yes. Elections matter, right?
Elections,
I mean, so many things that we've been talking about. I mean, you mentioned less money for buses.
CDBG and buses.
Light rail, gas prices going up. That's got to do with elections. The fact that construction costs are going up on the municipal services building, that had to do with the elections too.
Yeah.
It's all of that put together.
It matters, folks.
Yeah.
We're doing the Gun Violence Awareness Day tomorrow.
Yes.
The real day is Saturday, just so you know. But we're going to, because we want to hold it tomorrow, a Friday at 11 o'clock on Peace and Justice Plaza. It's Wear Orange Day, folks. Everybody should be wearing orange. You can wear it Friday or Saturday. We're going to raise our orange flag, and we're going to have lots of different groups come out. But we're just so proud of our local Moms Demand Action and the other people that are involved in all this.
Mm.
They do. They show up, they stand up, they speak up, and they're encouraging everyone to vote. And because we saw no gun legislation, in fact, the bill to go through to try to, you know, do the gun buyback just died.
It's a significant issue, especially this week, because we just had a guilty verdict in the Malia Williams shooting.
Yeah.
That was right after you took it. That was the first really significant thing that you had to face as mayor, right?
Yeah. Ugh, it's just still gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
It really is. A positive note, Saturday's also National Trails Day,
yes.
And we are cutting
Tanya
the ribbon
Branch.
To the Tanya Branch. Yep. And this is going to be great because it's that connection, the finish the piece to connecting neighborhoods. You can get from parts of Carver all the way over to here.
Yeah, yeah.
The trails is all connecting together.
I have discovered just how walkable a city this is, the fact that I can walk from, on a day when it's not 95 degrees, I can walk from here to downtown very easily.
Yes.
You can cut through neighborhoods, walk up on the sidewalks on Franklin Street. There's trails
Battle
that
Branch
go through.
Trail right
Battle
here.
Branch Trail
right
is really nice.
It's
yep.
beautiful.
It's
actually.
Great.
Especially
yeah.
on a hot day. It's really pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
So
helps.
We're very excited because our citizens support this, but it's also one of those things when you think Chapel Hill and Greenways, and the tunnel, it's got art
yes.
on it. It's really cool. The Greenway, if you haven't checked it out, you really, really should, because we've done the other direction towards the police station as well. We're going to finish underneath there. We've got verification that there's not, the coal ash is not there. We can finish the trail. So the connection will be just great. You can ride your bike. You can walk. Maybe you can use that scooter motorized mm-hmm. thing someday.
not up a super steep hill. Can we go back for a second? Because we were mentioning walking from here up to downtown, and you immediately had, oh, yeah, Battle Branch Trail.
Yes.
Like, I think that's worth noting that this is a pedestrian-friendly enough town that the elected officials and the town officials can tell you exactly which trail goes from where to where. Like,
I love
our trails.
I don't
think you get that in most cities.
No,
I think that's
love
really
our
significant.
Trails.
Yeah.
It's healthy living. It's a way to get places without using your car. It's a way to connect you through neighborhoods
mm-hmm.
and see your town. But I do. I love our trails. I've taken the kids on since they were young. And again, if it's hot out and you want to go for a walk, I recommend our trails because they're pretty shady.
Nice. Yep,
and they
yep.
go over lots of creeks, so you can actually stop and put
yep,
your feet
yep.
in. So that's really good. Do that too.
Yeah.
Food for the summer.
Yes.
But out there, we finally got the links up. We need those volunteers. The link went out live yesterday. Please go to our website and register. We have to get background checks. You need a background check to hand a child a sandwich. You don't need it for an AK-47, but you need it to hand a child a sandwich in our state. We're trying to make the program bigger and better and more enrichment for kids. We have AmeriCorps volunteers this time.
Nice.
It's really, really cool. We're still looking for some site sponsors. We put the site sponsors get on the webpage. They're on the fun bucket. People know that that's the site. We look for volunteers. We make this all run out of our office, just out of people's generosity of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So we need volunteers, we need dollars, but we just it is an amazing experience.
It really
I hear
is,
more
yeah.
from the volunteers
yeah,
than I do.
Yeah.
Kids are just, and we're getting this all worked out. The background check part took a little bit harder. We're working with the school system with that, and it's a quick background. It's not this in-depth form, but you have to fill it out. So the link, so go to the website, click the link, get that all done. We'd love to have you. And tonight, I'm headed over to the Hamilton Road for our new fire station number 2.
Nice.
We're having a tour. It's not the official ribbon cutting. I don't get to slide down the pole. I'm really
what?
Sad. That said, it's not secured yet. It's a great pole. Anyway.
You can go back later.
I will
once
go
they
back
do
and try
secured,
the pole.
Yeah.
I did the bucket up in the air, but I haven't done the pole. but we're very, very pleased. One of the things that's really cool about this particular fire station, besides the fact that we worked with a developer and helped get it built and have another commercial space right next to it, is that we partnered with the county and we're going to co-locate the EMS there. So the EMS route services will be housed there at the fire station. The cross-training that happens between our firefighters and our EMS crew, and the ability to respond to emergencies and situations with a cohesive response is just going to be great. Yeah.
Awesome.
So really cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Other things happening?
How
far are we down the list? A quarter of the way?
No, there's a lot. We have our Economic Sustainability Committee meeting tomorrow morning. We're going to get updates on our future land use map, our summer construction projects. A lot of construction goes on here, and I'll be back maybe next time or the week after telling you about what those updates are. You're going to see some more things happening on Eubanks Road as Caraway Village. They're going to be expanding the road and improving the roads. So there'll be some delays up there, and I think it's important. That's a heavy commuter route for folks to make sure they know. But a lot of construction happens over the summer because we have reduced traffic and we get started. But it also causes the people that are still trying to navigate. They need to plan ahead, and so getting that information out there will be important.
Townofchapelhill.org for town information. Foodforthesummer.org if you want more information about Food for the Summer, that program. You can volunteer at that website, so go
and
there,
too. You can bring your kids with you
bring
to do
your
it.
Kids with
yeah.
you, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.